Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. And welcome to a programme entitled Bottom Lines. No, that's not something rude. We all have our own favourite bottom lines, our non-negotiable positions, our reserve prices in the auction of life, our lines in the sand which we draw, then dig in and fight for to the death. Our bottom lines are very revealing of our whole inner being. They show our character, much more so than what we sometimes call character lines or wrinkles. Wrinkles are to do with our superficial appearance, but our strongly held bottom lines reveal our true inner self. Martin Luther, for example, the German reformer in the 16th century, he had the famous bottom line, "Here I stand, I can do no other." And with that, he threw down the gauntlet, and battle commenced between himself and the whole might of the church and state out to get him. His namesake, Martin Luther King Jr., in the 20th century, had a bottom line too, "I have a dream," and he lived and died for that dream, as did many others. And Winston Churchill, Britain's Prime Minister in the Second World War, spoke for the whole nation when he announced our joint bottom line. "We shall fight on the beaches, we shall fight wherever, but we shall never surrender." Here are these bottom lines put to music by Kenny Rogers.
The higher you build your barriers, the taller I become. The farther you take my rights away, the faster I will run. You can deny me, you can decide to turn your face away. No matter, 'cause there's something inside so strong. I know that I can make it, though you're doing me wrong so long. Thought that my pride was gone, oh no. Something inside so strong. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Something inside so strong. The more you refuse to hear my voice, the louder I will sing. You hide behind walls of Jericho. Your lies will come tumbling. Deny my place in time. You squander wealth that's mine. My light will shine so brightly it will blind you. Because there's something inside so strong. I know that I can make it. Though you're doing me wrong, so wrong. You thought that my pride was gone. Oh no. There's something inside so strong. Oh, oh, oh. Something inside so strong.
You are listening to the Holy Half Hour as we investigate bottom lines. We all have them and we live by them. Let me show you what I mean. Just because they are our bottom lines, they often come out as monosyllabic grunts, but they're still crystal clear as to what we mean. For instance, both humans and even dogs know exactly what we mean by eh-eh, eh-eh. It means thus far and no further. It's my bottom line and it's non-negotiable. The human or animal also knows by the look on our face which goes with the eh-eh. Now, if Elvis Presley were to say it, we would know right away what he means.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go, cat! Burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of my shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take over my blue suede shoe. Rock it.
Other bottom lines include no way or no way, Jose, as in just say no to drugs. If you face sexual harassment, just tell them where to get off. No way, go away. The French general in the First World War announced, "Il ne passeront pas," the Germans shall not pass. In my native Aberdeenshire, we're a very thrawn lot. That's not a confession, it's a boast. We're very proud of our determined natures. Isn't there something very virtuous in a person who digs in, is totally determined, and who will not be shifted by anyone or anything once they've set their mind? This next song shows that even animals have this virtue.
Now the lady had a donkey that everyone admired, temporarily lazy and permanently tired, a leg at every corner, balance in his head, and a tail to let you know which end he wanted to be fed. Riley slyly said, "We've underrated it, why not train it?" Then they took a rag, they rubbed it, scrubbed it, they oiled and lubricated it, got it to the post, and when they started to drop the flag, there was Riley pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, hogging, logging, and everyone in town lined up attacking it and shoving it and smacking it. They might as well have tried to push the town hall down. The donkey was eyeing them, openly defying them, winking, blinking and twisting out of place, Riley reversing it, everybody cursing it. The day Delaney's donkey ran the half mile race, the muscles of the mighty never known to flinch, they couldn't move the donkey a quarter of an inch. Delaney lay exhausted, hanging round his throat, with the grip just like a Scotsman on a 5-pound note. Starter Carter, he lined up with the rest of them, when it saw them, it was willing then. It raced up, braced up, ready for the best of them. They started off to cheer it, but it changed its mind again. There was Riley pushing it, shoving it and shushing it, Hogan, Logan and Mary Ann McGrath. She started poking it, grabbing it and choking it. It kicked her in the bustle and it laughed, hee-haw. The Whigs, the Conservatives, the Radicals, Superlatives, Liberals and Tories, they hurried to the place, stood there in unity, helping the community. The day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race, the crowd began to cheer it, and Rafferty the judge, he came up to assist them, but still it wouldn't budge. The jockey who was riding it, little John McGee, was so thoroughly disgusted that he went and had his tea. Hagen Fagen were students of psychology, swore they'd shift it with some dynamite. They bought it, brought it,
Then without apology, the donkey gave a sneeze and blew the hornet out of sight. There was Riley pushing it, shoving it and shushing it, Hogan, Logan and all the bally crew. Police and auxiliary, the garrison artillery, the second in the skillings and the lifeguards too. They seized it and harried it, they picked it up and carried it, cheered it, steered it to the winning place. Then the bookies drew aside, they all went home and sat and cried. The day Delaney's donkey won the half mile race.
These two bottom lines, eh-eh and no way, are a bit negative sounding. So how about a more positive bottom line such as, right, you're on. You asking? Right, we're dancing. You want to race? Right, let's go for it. You want to fight? Okay. Are you challenging me? Okay, I accept the challenge. Get ready. I'm up for it. I am ready. Like Susan Boyle here.
You think that I can't live without your love? You see. You think I can't go on another day? You think I have nothing without you by my side? You see, somehow, someday, you think that I can never love again. Destroyed my faith in love. You think after all you've done, I'll never find my way back home. You'll see somehow, someday.
One variation on the last bottom line, right you're on, is the President John F. Kennedy inaugural address one. While standing on the steps of Capitol Hill, starting his presidency, Kennedy uttered the immortal line, "Some people ask why, I say, why not?" Why not is a great bottom line in life. Sometimes it has the prefix ach, as in ach, why not? My best moments in my life came when I said why not, and I'm sure you'll agree too in your own life. For example, I looked at a hang glider which had landed in the field opposite my house. Curiosity took me right up close to it. I stared at it and paused for a moment and then said to myself, why not? And I asked the pilot, a complete stranger to me, can I get a shot? He instantly replied, why not? And in seconds, I was sitting on a motorbike with wings in the sky, above my house and above Stirling Castle and the Wallace Monument. An unforgettable experience. What a parable of life, all from the attitude of, why not? And a bit similar to why not is, just do it. Why not, just do it. Go for it, be positive, grasp the nettle, bite the bullet, launch the boat out, burst your eggshell. There are so many expressions all saying, just do it. It's a great philosophy of life, and it sounds even better when put to music. So here is the famous Let's Do It, Barry and Frieda song by Victoria Wood.
Frieda and Barry sat one night. The sky was clear, the stars were bright. The wind was soft, the moon was up. Frieda drained her cocoa cup. She licked her lips, she felt sublime. She switched off Gardner's question time. Barry cringed in fear and dread as Frieda grabbed his tie and said, let's do it, do it while the mood is right. I'm feeling appealing. I really got an appetite. I'm on fire with desire. I could handle half the tenors in a male voice choir. Let's do it tonight. But he says, I can't do it. I can't do it. I don't believe in too much sex. This fashion for passion turns us into nervous wrecks. No derision, my decision. I'd rather watch the spinners on the television. I can't do it. I can't do it tonight. So she said, let's do it. Let's do it. Do it till our hearts go boom. Go native, creative, living in the living room. This folly is jolly. Bend me over backwards on me hostess trolley. Let's do it, let's do it tonight. I can't do it, I can't do it. My heavy breathing days have gone. I'm older, feel colder. It's other things that turn me on. I'm imploring, I'm boring. Let me read this catalogue on vinyl flooring. I can't do it, I can't do it tonight. Let's do it, have a crazy night of love. I'll strip bare, I'll just wear stilettos and an oven glove. Don't starve a girl of a palaver. Dangle from the wardrobe in your balaclava. Let's do it, let's do it tonight.
Then after the bottom line, just do it, comes the sequel bottom line. Yeah, done it, nailed it, hit the nail on the head, pulled off the perfect performance, spot on. I'm proud of my handiwork. I did a great job there today. I can be proud of myself. Yes, I have done it. Been there, got the T-shirt. It could be an Olympic gold medal performance, a graduation, scoring a goal, whatever does it for you. I hope you're starting to think to yourself, what are my own personal bottom lines in life? What do I say? What's my catchphrase betraying my attitude to life? Keep thinking about it, and meanwhile, here are a few more classic bottom lines. Like, is that it? Which I prefer to render in my own Doric dialect, which would be, is that it? Is that it sounds like the withering fire of a machine gun. Rat-a-tat-tat. Is that it? Is that it? I remember standing up in public in a meeting to ask the speaker a question, and I shot him down in flames just by saying, after his long speech, is that it? What a put down it was in three syllables. But sometimes daft ideas and suggestions need to be cut down to size, don't they? It's always worth checking out if our own ideas can stand the rigorous is that it test. Here's Slater Armstrong applying the is that it test to life.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? When it's all been said and done, all my treasures will only what I've done for love's reward will stand the test of time. Lord, your mercy is so great that you look beyond our weakness and find purest gold in miry clay, making sinners into saints. And I will always sing your praise here on earth and ever. For you've shown me heaven's my true home. When it's all been said and done, you're my life when life is gone. There is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? Lord, I'll live my life for you.
And some things would be better not said and done. When they are, people look on with sad expressions, lamenting, "Isn't it awful? What a shame! What a pity!" Or as my granny was fond of saying, again in the Aberdonian accent, "Titafa," meaning, "Isn't it awful?" Here's Martina McBride singing the Country and Western Song of the Year one year, I think it was the 1990s. She sings it very well, but the content of the song makes it the most titafa song I can think of. Time's running short on us, so let me just highlight one or two other quick ones. The bottom lines are often monosyllabic grunts because they're bottom lines. So you've got things like grrr when you're really angry or you want to just scream into a pillow. And then there's oh, Oh, I am surprised, I'm shocked, I'm flabbergasted. My flabber is well and truly gasted. Oh my. Or, ah, I see, now I understand. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. Sorry, Johnny Nash, we haven't time. Or, ooh, or ouch, that hurts. But two of the most basic bottom lines are no and yes, as expressed here by Edith Piaf and Jesse Dixon.
Le bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal, tout ça m'est bien égal. Non, rien de rien. Non, je ne regrette rien. C'est payé.
Are you more of a yes person or more of a no person? Je ne regrette rien or yes, Lord, yes? Obviously, there is a place for both, but perhaps more for one than the other. The sands of time are ebbing quickly from the hourglass in the studio, but let me just bring this holy half hour on the subject of bottom lines to a great climax by quoting two of the greatest bottom lines of all. Sometimes our lives would be much easier if we could just accept reality and get on with it. Sometimes we have to face it. It just is. We find ourselves hitting our head off a brick wall, bemoaning the state of our world, being unhappy with life, until we realise it just is the way it is. Now get on with it. Live with it. You can't change the way it is, so start living round about this newly discovered reality. For example, folk never shut doors in our church. We nag them about it, we put signs up, all to no avail. We moan about it, nothing works, and then one day I realised it's just the way it is. You can lump it forever, or you can just accept that you'll have to close the door yourself. Now I no longer moan, I just keep closing the door. I've kept till last the greatest bottom line of all, the one which prompted this whole programme. It's God's own bottom line. He was trying to persuade Moses to be the leader of his people, the Israelites, but he was meeting with a lot of sales resistance from Moses, three chapters worth in fact, including Moses asking, "Who are you anyway? I don't know anything about you, and the people don't know you. Who shall I say sent me?" By now God's had enough, so he thunders, "I am who I am. Just tell them I am has sent you." In other words, I'm not being defined by anyone else or anything else. I am me, myself. I am who I am and what I am. And it will be for you to discover who and what I am as you get to know me. Now go, follow me, obey me. So bye for now, and I leave you with Joanne Hogg.
I am. but you do not see me. I am your husband, but you turn away. I am the captive, but you do not free me. I am the captain, you will not obey.
Not pray.